It was a day of contrast Wednesday in Olympia. On one side of the rotunda, Senate Republicans proposed an apparently party-line operating budget that slashes funding for a number of public services. At the same time, on the House side, Republican and Democratic lawmakers stood together to announce a bipartisan construction budget along with related legislation that would invest $1 billion over the next 10 years to build schools throughout the state. Representative Steve Theringer, the Dungeness Democrat who chairs the House Capital Budget Committee, spoke to reporters during a noontime news conference.
I want to emphasize that this is a bipartisan effort. We've worked hard to find agreement, and in a supplemental year where there isn't a lot of dollars around, I think we've done a good job of focusing on the crises that we face, particularly in classroom limitations, mental health needs, and infrastructure needs across the state.
The supplemental budget proposal, which fine-tunes the two-year capital budget approved in 2015, received a public hearing Wednesday afternoon and is expected to be approved by the full House early next week. In Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.